Hey friends, and welcome to It's Better When You're Here podcast. My name is Pastor Michael, and I get to be the pastor of Shepherd's Community United Methodist Church, one church at two locations in Central Florida. This is the sermon that we preached this week. I hope that the message inspires you and encourages you and reminds you that God loves you. All right, here's the message.
So we're here. We're finally here. Christmas Eve has arrived. If you haven't done your shopping, friends, I think it might be too late. But we have prepared our hearts for this moment, and here we are. You know, hey, there are some really great benefits to being a pastor's kid. And one of them is you get to have Christmas morning on Christmas Eve. So this morning, I got to see a very excited 9-year-old open up all of her gifts. We have officially reached that point where every single present under the tree was for her, and we just did stockings. And I really feel like this is a full circle moment for me. As a kid, I loved Christmas. I was a big Christmas fan. My birthday is also in December. And so my life as a kid was pretty much from Thanksgiving onwards to Valentine's Day was just a nonstop celebration. I went to Aunt Claudette's house, had too much turkey and mashed potatoes that weren't very good. Sorry, Aunt Claudette, it's the truth. And then my birthday, being the youngest, but also 10 and 11 years younger than my sisters, also kind of an only child, which is like the pinnacle. I don't know how to describe this to you guys, but yeah, Haley Simons knows. She knows it's the pinnacle, man. It's really the best. And then, of course, Christmas and then New Year's and Valentine's Day didn't really count, but I was a big Christmas fan. And I remember hearing from people, you know, it's actually better to give than to receive. By people, of course, I mean the Apostle Paul. But I always, whenever I read that passage or I heard that from grown-ups, my first thought was always, I guess you never got a remote control car for Christmas. Because, like, I've given some things, but I've also gotten a remote control car once, and that was pretty awesome. But in this full circle moment, Christmas, we're beginning to learn what the real meaning is, what the meaning, the purpose of it all is. Christmas has arrived, and that means that we're all here gathered. We've decided to come to church tonight to remember the true reason for our celebration. The gifts, the songs, the stories, the turkeys or the hams, they're all really good and great, but tonight I want us to hear why this time exists. And it's not just because Jesus was born, although that is very important. Christmas matters anytime any of us keep Christmas well. I'm going to say one phrase over and over again tonight, and I hope it gets stuck in your head. You can write it down if you want to, but I hope you dream of this statement along with the sugar plums that dance in your head as you sleep tonight in your long winter's nap. But it's this: grace has come. Let us keep Christmas well. Grace has come. Let us keep Christmas well. Our passage tonight comes from Titus, which is not a thing you're going to hear in a lot of churches on Christmas Eve. I have to admit, I looked at the lectionary and I definitely thought about reading any other passage, but this one just spoke to me. So we're going to hear from Titus tonight. We have a tradition here at Shepherd's where the reader will say, "This is the word of God for us, the people of God," and then all of you will say, "Thanks be to God." But we like to add a little extra oomph on the end, so we add the word woo. So be ready with your woo and hear the word of the Lord from Titus chapter 2. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people. It educates us so that we can live sensible, ethical, and godly lives right now by rejecting ungodly lives and the desires of this world. At the same time, we wait for the blessed hope and the glorious appearance of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave himself for us in order to rescue us from every kind of lawless behavior and cleanse a special people for himself who are eager to do good actions. Talk about these things. Encourage and correct with complete authority. Don't let anyone disrespect you. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Woo! Very good. So our passage tonight lays out sort of a framework that reminds me of a documentary I recently watched. Do any of you like documentaries? Maybe nod your head if you like a documentary. So my birthday tradition, this might sound strange to you, we do the cake, we'll do the party or whatever, but what I really love to do is to go into a room by myself. This is very strange. I'm an extrovert, if you can't tell. But I'll go into my room by myself and I will watch documentaries from sunup to sundown, and the more depressing, the better. And I know that that seems odd, but that's what I like to do. And so documentaries really speak to me. I have a clip here from a documentary. It's not so depressing, but I think it will really speak to what we're talking about tonight.
Please, sir, come inside.
Yes, yes.
Bob Cratchit, would you and your family care to join us for a little turkey dinner on this fine Christmas day? Merry Christmas.
Tiny Tim, who did not die.
Oh, isn't that swell?
To Tiny Tim, Scrooge became a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city ever had. And it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that truly be said of us and all of us. And so...
So yeah, you get the joke. It's not actually a documentary, but I felt that this really spoke to the message of what we're going to hear tonight, I think, from Titus. You know, so this was obviously from the Muppet Christmas Carol, which if you've never seen that, what are you doing here right now? Like, go and watch it. It's so good. It's a really fantastic telling of the Charles Dickens tale, The Christmas Carol. It is a wonderful way to see that story told in a really beautiful and meaningful way. But if you haven't seen it yet, if you haven't read the book yet, you've had enough time. So spoiler alert, but Scrooge is the bad guy. Scrooge is a miserly sort of businessman who looks out only for himself, is very afraid of having any sort of generosity or kindness, is an insulated, sort of lonely man who has created an environment around himself that is burdensome to all that join in. Scrooge is terrible and is shown how things must change by three different ghosts, the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. And these ghosts show him how his heart must be changed in order for him to live a different life. Tonight, friends, our passage is our three ghosts. They are our three ghosts. We will be visited by three ghosts tonight, and that is sensible, ethical, and godly. Stick with me. I promise this is worth it. And they won't be beautiful puppets, but rather they will help us understand the gospel. Instead of know me better, man, our passage explains that we are now free to live sensible, ethical, and godly lives because, friends, grace has come. Let us keep Christmas well. So Christmas are these three things, these things. First of all, Christmas is sensible. And I know that might seem like a bit of a stretch, especially if you have the favorite pastime that I do during the Christmas season, which is driving around and looking at the Christmas decorations throughout our town. My favorite genre of Christmas decoration is a house that looks like it's about 900 square feet and has about $15,000 worth of decoration and exterior illumination. I like when a front yard has 32 inflatable Santas. And then on the flip side, I do not like when I go around, you know, a lake with big fancy houses and there's like one sad Christmas tree in the window. I want to knock on the door and be like, is the Grinch here? What's going on? And it seems odd to say that Christmas is sensible when we, you know, of course, I hope you've had an experience where you woke up and you had every gift you wanted to have underneath the tree, or maybe you were visiting with so many friends and so much family, it seemed so over the top, it couldn't possibly be sensible. But to me, Christmas is sensible because it helps us remember what actually matters. At Christmas, we gather together with our friends or our family, the family that we have chosen or the family we were born into. We get to share memories of our Christmases gone by, or we get to make new ones. The LeBlanc family, we have some really wonderful traditions and some lame ones too. I already told you about the pajamas. But the great traditions that we have is, you know, sharing gifts on Christmas morning, of course, and getting to make new traditions with my little family, my wife and my nine-year-old. We do something called Book Flood, which is an Icelandic tradition that we've stolen, where we go to a local bookshop, we buy a new book, and we eat chocolate all night. It's pretty awesome. I encourage you to give it a shot. But it reminds us what matters most. What matters most to me is not what gift I receive or what kind of chocolate I eat, but rather it is the celebration that I get to do with all of you. The celebration that I get to do with my wife and my little girl. The celebration that I get to do with the people that work at this church. Those are the things that matter the most to me. Christmas is sensible because it reminds us of what matters most. Christmas is ethical. That's not going to be a bumper sticker anytime soon. That probably won't get you too excited this Christmas Eve, but hang with me. I promise it's worth it. Christmas is ethical because it reminds us of this golden rule: treat others as you would want to be treated. It reminds us that the engine of our ethics, of our heart, how we interact with the world around us, is born from this teaching of Jesus that we are to love others as we would want to be loved. We must treat others as we would want to be treated. That's why this church last 2 weekends ago, we made it possible for over 1,000 kids to get Christmas presents that they'll be opening tomorrow morning. We treat others the way that we want to be treated, so we have partnerships with Zoe Empowers to help people overcome systems of oppression. That's why Christmas is ethical. And then the last thing, Christmas is godly. But what does that even mean? Well, friends, grace has come. Let us keep Christmas well. So what does it mean that Christmas is godly? Well, the miracle of Jesus is that God came down. At our last two services, we had a baby in attendance, and the baby kind of was the gravitational pull in the room. Even if you didn't know the baby, if the baby waved at you, you waved back. If the baby made a noise, you attended to the baby. Babies are pretty powerful things, friends. It is amazing to see. It doesn't matter how big and strong and burly the man, if a three-year-old hands you a pretend phone, you're going to answer it, right? It is a powerful thing that God came down to us in the person of a baby. Because even though babies are pretty powerful, they're not super helpful around the house, right? Babies are pretty needy kind of things. They're broke. They're totally broke. Very few of them have jobs. And they require so much from us, right? Jesus came down and dwelt among us in the most vulnerable sort of way. Jesus could have come in, careening in on clouds, surrounded by angel armies, could have come in with all sorts of force and power, but instead decided to show up, as the prophet Ricky Bobby told us, as an 8-pound, 6-ounce little infant newborn Jesus in golden fleece diapers. That is how God shows up. Christmas is godly because it shows how God wants to be near us. And then if we look in our passage, it says that Christ gave himself for us in order to rescue us from every kind of lawless behavior. And to be godly is to rescue those in need. We as a church, we don't just love our neighborhood because we're such nice people. No, we love our neighborhood because something has changed within us. Because of the Holy Spirit, because of the way that Christ has broken into our lives, we are changed and transformed, and we are loving our neighborhood because of it. To keep Christmas well is to give of our whole selves in a way that makes a difference. To keep Christmas well is to be those three things that our passage tells us to be. To act in such a way that we treat others as we want to be treated, to remember what truly matters the most, and above all, to rescue the world around us through the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, at our 11 o'clock service over at our chapel campus, we're going to gather together, have some hymns, and we're going to have communion together. Something that's so central to who we are as United Methodists is that we practice something called an open table. And that open table is an opportunity for people to come and experience the real presence of God, regardless of how they've changed their own hearts. They don't need to change or transform or be perfect. In fact, if you are looking for a church community, but you yourself are perfect, I would encourage you to find another church. You will feel very out of place amongst the beautiful people of Shepherd's, because we are not perfect people. But instead, that open table says it doesn't matter what you carry, what you've brought into the room, the grace of God will reach and rescue and bring you in because of God's great love for you and for all of us. To keep Christmas well is not to be an insulated group that has it all figured out, but to be rather a people that open the door wider and wider and wider until everyone is called and loved and welcomed. Because grace has come down. Let us keep Christmas well. So again, if you're looking for a church family, we'd love to see you here 10:30 every Sunday. Not next Sunday, because we take the last Sunday off every year. Don't show up next Sunday, because you'll be by yourself. But after that, you should come and be a part of it. But every Sunday when I preach, I'm going to give you some sort of action point, something that will help you take this message and not just hear it, but actually put it into practice. And I have two action points for you tonight. Even though it's Christmas Eve, I still think that what we've heard tonight can change how we live. The first one is this. I want you to keep Christmas well. May we all be reformed Scrooges after we leave this place. How are we going to do that? Well, we're going to remember what really matters. We're going to act in curiosity and empathy towards others. And we're going to give so that your neighborhood can be free. We're going to remember what matters, act in curiosity and empathy, and give of ourselves so that our neighborhood can be free. And as our passage encourages us to do, we're going to talk about these things. Don't make the gospel a secret. Share it with your neighborhood. Now, what I'm not telling you to do is to go out and knock on doors and share tracts and encourage people to come and, you know, become a Christian, but rather I want you to share about the gospel and talk about these things through your actions, through the ways that you live. The way that we can preach the gospel in our daily lives is to help make our neighborhood a place where everyone feels safe, heard, and loved by the God of the universe. So these two action points, keep Christmas well and talk about these things, because the world is in desperate need of a church, of a people willing to keep Christmas well. Grace has come. Let us keep Christmas well. Let's pray together.
Hey friends, thank you so much for joining us this week. I hope that this message connected with you and inspired you. Please reach out to us on social media or through our website. We would love to know if this is your church family. If this message meant something to you, please share it with someone that you know or you love, or share it on social media. We know that it would be so much better with you here, so much better with the whole world, knowing of God's great love for all of us. Have a great week and be blessed.